This is Robert Murray, Chief Economist for Dodge Data and Analytics. Here are some of the main points from our report on September construction starts. New construction starts in September dropped 5%, falling for the third month in a row after the elevated pace that was reported back in May and June. By major sector, non-residential building continued to weaken in September, sliding 6%. The commercial building categories as a group fell 13% from the previous month, including a 38% drop for office construction starts. The office building projects that did reach groundbreaking in September were generally smaller in scale than what had been reported in recent months, such as a $520 million California State office building in Sacramento that reached groundbreaking in August. The institutional side of non-residential building had a less severe decline in September than commercial building, as it retreated 6%. While education and healthcare facilities lost momentum in September, the latest month did include the start of a $700 million concourse expansion project at Denver International Airport. This is in addition to the $650 million main terminal upgrade at that airport that began construction several months ago. September also saw the start of the $220 million expansion of the Lexington Convention Center in Lexington, Kentucky. The non-building construction sector dropped 13% in September. The decline was due to an especially weak amount for electric utilities, as public works construction was able to edge up 1% in September. Although highway and bridge construction slipped 2%, it also included the September start of the $1.2 billion Interstate 70 highway widening project in Denver. Furthermore, there were two large pipeline projects that reached groundbreaking in September: the $1.4 billion Arbuckle II pipeline in Oklahoma and Texas that will transport natural gas liquids, and the $1.1 billion Cactus II oil pipeline in Texas. Residential building was the one major sector able to report an increase in September, rising 2%. This was the result of gains for single-family housing up 2% and multifamily housing up 1%. During the first 9 months of 2018, the top five metropolitan areas ranked by the dollar amount of multifamily starts were New York, Washington, D.C., Miami, Boston, and Seattle. Through the first 9 months of 2018, total construction starts were down 1% from a year ago. If electric utilities are excluded, total construction starts during this time would be up 1%.